The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 30. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on September 15th, 2014, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Iya
mam
pasyati
sarvatra.
Sarvam
cha
mai
pasyati
tasya
aham
na
pranashyami
sa
cha
me
na
pranashyati.
Yomam
pasyati sarvatra.
Yomam pasyati sarvatra.
Sarvam cha mai pasyati.
Sarvam cha mai pasyati.
Tasyaham na pranashyami.
Tasyaham na pranashyami.
Satchameina pranashyati.
Satchameina pranashyati.
Yomam pasyati sarvatra.
Yomam pasyati.
Sarvam cha mai pasyati.
Tasyaham na pranashyami.
Satchameina pranashyati.
Yomam pasyati sarvatra.
Sarvam cha mai pasyati.
Tasyaham na pranashyami.
Satchameina pranashyati.
Ya,
whoever,
mam,
me,
pasyati,
sees,
sarvatra,
everywhere,
sarvam,
everything,
cha,
and
mai,
in me,
pasyati,
sees,
Tasya,
for him,
aham,
I,
na,
not,
pranasyami,
am lost,
sa,
he,
cha,
also,
may,
to me,
na,
nor,
pranasyati,
is lost. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna. In Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation. At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated, nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of the sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:38. Premanjana chudito bhakti valochanena santak sadaiva hidayeshu valokayanti yangshamashunja ramachitya gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself. This verse is wonderful. Simply wonderful. Absolutely simply wonderful. Wow. You get to see Krishna everywhere. You get to see everything in Krishna. Wow, it's amazing. This reminds me of another verse, actually, the purport to Bhagavad Gita 8:15. Krishna says how the pure devotee desires only Krishna in the association of Krishna. He has no desire to go to any material planet, nor does he have any desire to go to any spiritual planet. He simply wants to associate with Krishna. So, from this we understand, you don't really have to go back to Godhead to associate with Krishna. Did you know that? There's a great devotee, perhaps you heard his name. He lived in Vrindavan for 700 years. Can you imagine? A 700-year-old sadhu living right here in Vraj. His name is Bibal Mangala Thakur. 700 years he lived here in Vraj. And so if you're 82, that's nothing. He lived to be 700. And he was so realized in Krishna Bhakti that even though he was situated within his material body, at the same time he was able to enter into the Leela of Krishna and actually be a part of Krishna's transcendental pastimes, even while he was maintaining body and soul together here in the material world. You see? So don't limit yourself. There's no limit to what you can achieve in Krishna consciousness. If you focus on the goal of pure bhakti, there's no limit to what you can achieve. No limit what you can achieve. To see what Vibhavan Galatakur achieved. He wrote one very nice book describing what it was like. Actually, it's a very nice book, Krishna Karnamrita. Lord Chaitanya really loved that book. That means he was before the time of Lord Chaitanya. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas very much appreciated his book, Krishna Karnamrita, explaining what he was experiencing with Krishna. So we should not limit ourselves. We can actually become pure devotees. It's possible. Actually, we just read the other day in the purport to 5.5.18 Bhagavatam. Unless you're a pure devotee, you can't go back to Godhead. Wow, heavy. Actually, Prabhupada said, unless you can deliver your dependence from the cycle of birth and death, you shouldn't become a mother, a father, a guru, or a leader. And the qualification for living others, you have to be able to live it yourself. And the qualification for living yourself is you have to be a pure devotee. So if I want to be a parent, I should be a pure devotee. If I want to be a husband or a wife or a guru or any of these kind of leadership positions, I have to be a pure devotee. What if I haven't realized Krishna yet? Well, if you're strictly following the pure devotee, that's as good as being a pure devotee. If you're strictly following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then you're okay. But if you're deviating from Srila Prabhupada's instructions, you're not okay. You are not okay. Therefore, we have every day we read from Prabhupada's books to make sure we're on track. No, it's fine. Let him keep taking. We don't want to deviate from Srila Prabhupada, you see. The strength of our movement is the orders of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta T. Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. That is the strength of our movement. We hear different concoctions coming down the tube sometimes. We should not be disturbed by them. We should simply stick to the instructions of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. That is our strength, that is our power, that is our bliss, that is our ecstasy, that is our salvation. By strictly following the instructions of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jakacharmja Astatarasadashishimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. He's our Savior. He's pulling us out of this material world. What about my guru? Yes, your guru is saving you because he's following Prabhupada. If he's not following Prabhupada, he's a rascal. Prabhupada's instructions are the strength of this movement. So we, by sticking to these instructions, then what is described here so wonderfully by Lord Krishna and further elaborated by Srila Prabhupada becomes a practical reality. Srila Prabhupada explains in one wonderful, glorious purport that sticking to the order you have received from your spiritual master is the same thing as seeing Krishna face to face. Same thing. So, there's no problem. All I have to do is follow Prabhupada's instructions, chant 16 rounds every day, follow the regulated principles. You see, take prasadam, manmanama mabad bhakto majaji mang namaskaru mamme vaishoshi yuk vayavang anmanang padmat parayana. Always think of Krishna, become his devotee, worship him, offer my obeisances unto him. Become absorbed in Krishna. What is the difficulty? Krishna is so beautiful. He's so adorable. He's so relishable. He's sweeter than the sweetest gulab jamun. I mean, really. He's more delicious than the best piece of cheesecake you ever had in your whole life. I mean, Krishna is the ultimate. So why are we hankering for anything else? Why am I hankering for a woman, or somebody's hankering for a man, or for some money, or some power? Yeah, I want to be a GBC, I want to be a guru, I want this and that. Why are we hankering for any of this stuff, you see? It's nothing, absolutely. Even the post of Brahmaji is absolutely nothing compared to the taste of Krishna Bhakti. So we should really only have one desire, and that is to awaken love of Krishna within the heart. That should be our only desire. And you know what? If you focus on doing that, guess who's going to help you? Everybody's going to help you. Your spiritual master will help you. Prabhupada will help you. All the acharyas and our disciples succession, if they see you are sincerely trying to awaken love of God within your heart, they will all shower unlimited blessings upon you. You won't be alone. If you're trying seriously to awaken love of God within your heart, you will never ever feel alone ever for all of eternity. You will feel the blessings of so many great acharyas showering upon you at every minute. Simply, you have to be sincere to awaken love of God within your heart. That's it. You don't need a degree. You don't need money. You don't need to be good looking or healthy or strong or famous. Or you don't have to be from Delhi. There's no requirements. All you have to do is be sincere to awaken love of God within your heart. That's all. You may not be very expert. You may be make so many mistakes, like a bull in a china shop. You know, wherever you go, you're always making this. Just be sincere. Simply, if you're sincere, everything will come to you. Everything will come. You see. Teisham satyuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who were constantly, sincerely worshipping me with love, you see, to them I give the understanding how they can come to me. Do you realize that Krishna is sitting right in your heart? And he's willing to personally guide you and direct you at every minute what to say, what to do, what to think in every situation. We don't ever have to be confused and bewildered ever again like Arjuna, you know. We don't need to have another Arjuna experience. I'm bewildered. Throw down my bead bag. I just can't handle this. I can't take it. No, we don't have to do this. You see. All we have to do is see how Arjuna pulled out of that Arjuna experience he was having of bewilderment. All we have to do is say, Krishna, now I belong to you. You are my Lord and Master. Now I fully give myself to you, my Lord. Please engage me however you like. Today is the wonderful day when we celebrated the appearance of Prabhupada in America. There was a lecture in the temple room. I also was invited to give a lecture to the Gurukula boys on this very auspicious day. And we study that wonderful prayer by Prabhupada, marking day Bhagavad Dharma. Prabhupada says in this prayer, he's praying to Krishna. He says, I am your puppet. Now make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. This is the mood. You see? Krishna, I belong, now I'm yours. Whatever I have, it's all your property. Whatever abilities I have, whatever possessions I have, whatever relationships I have, everything that I think is mine, it's not mine. It's all yours. So please give me the intelligence, the strength, the determination, the enthusiasm, the patience, and the willpower to engage everything that I think is mine in your service. You see. And you know what happens when you do that? Krishna will give you more. What's the proof?
Prabhupada.
40 rupees. And then how many crores are you going to end up with at the end? How many crores of rupees? Be interesting to know. You know the math on that? How many crores of rupees he had by 1977? A huge... Because he engaged... Whatever he had, it could be little, doesn't matter. Whatever he had, he engaged it in the service of the Lord. And because of that, Krishna gave him more, 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 more. So now, this is our ambition, the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Do you know what Srila Prabhupada told us, his disciples in Los Angeles? He said, become guru and deliver the whole world. Wow. The whole world, Srila Prabhupada? Yes, the whole world. Well, I'm just trying to deliver myself right now, Srila Prabhupada. No, I want you to deliver yourself and deliver the whole world. But Prabhupada, how can we do that? You see. Prabhupada explains in his arrival prayer, he himself is praying to Krishna, I do not have the power to make them Krishna conscious. Prabhupada saying, but you, my dear Lord Krishna, you are the most expert mystic, and by your power, they can become convinced. So, what can we do to make the world Krishna conscious? I mean, we can hardly be Krishna conscious ourselves, but by the power of Krishna, who is the most expert of all mystics, Yogeshvara. By his power, this whole world can be transformed to Krishna bhakti. We simply have to do our duty to be pure practitioners and representatives of these teachings. We have to be living embodiments of these teachings. In fact, Prabhupada, my beloved Vardhma Padarshaka Guru, His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami, I was with him on that traveling roadshow. We were in Brooklyn, where we were staying upstairs from the ISKCON Press, rehearsing for our next rock opera. And I remember one afternoon, the sun was shining in the window. It was a New York summer afternoon. I remember him telling us one amazing thing. He said, what Prabhupada had said. Srila Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? You think about it. Well, what does Prabhupada mean by that? What do we say in Sanskrit? Palena parichyate. A thing is judged by its results. So, if the world were to judge Srila Prabhupada by analyzing you, would you be embarrassed as hell? I think we all would. Oh my God, if I had to be the world judge Prabhupada on the basis of me. But we really have to, you know, they say, rise to the occasion now. To actually follow Prabhupada's instruction. He wants us to become glorious. Because the more that we become glorious, the more people will understand what are the great, great glories of this spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. There are blasphemies now against Prabhupada. I just got an email the other day. It was horrible. Horrible blasphemy against Srila Prabhupada. So we have to obliterate all this blasphemy by being such exemplary, glorious devotees. The whole world is in a state of awe. That's what convinced me to join, actually. So many devotees, I had met them. And I was a bit turned off by the philosophy, to be honest. But when I met Vishnu Janaswami, he was so amazing. I mean, his whole demeanor, his whole lifestyle. You're in awe to see him. His lifestyle, he was living. He had no money. He had no place to live. But he was he came to Austin and within a month he had a house full of devotees from nothing, no vehicle, no assistance, no money. Within 1 month he had a temple building filled up with devotees. It was amazing to see. So just by seeing this person, he was like a swan, you see. He was like a swan. It's like seeing this person, this swan-like personality, Vishnu Janaswami. I was completely captivated to see this amazing person. How he lived so simply, and he had such high philosophy, and he went into such deep, deep ecstasy, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And those simply wonderful. Wow. I remember one of the boys, he ate 30 of them. He joined. Those simply wonderfuls he made with powdered milk, butter, powdered sugar and a little extra touch strawberries. That little extra touch. So he was exemplary. He was truly an exemplary Vaishnava. So this is the key. If we want this movement to grow, if we want it to expand, if we truly desire that it takes over the whole world, which is our duty actually to desire that, then we have to be exemplary devotees. Exemplary in our kirtan, exemplary in our relationships with each other. Not that I hate this devotee, I can't stand that devotee. It's like, no, we have to have loving relationships. What is this movement anyway? Is it the buildings? Is it the bank accounts? Is it the warehouses? Is it the vehicles? What is it? It's the relationships between the devotees. That's all this movement really is. The buildings, that's nothing. The money, it's nothing. The vehicle is nothing. This movement is the relationship between the devotees. So if you want to make this movement strong, you make your relationship with the other devotees strong, with your god brothers, your god sisters, your god cousins, your guru uncles. You know, we have so many, your temple president, your sankirtan leader, your head pujari. We have so many varieties of relationships. You cultivate good relationships with everybody. Wherever you go and within the ISKCON world, cultivate very good relationships with everyone, you see. And that's how our movement will take off and take over the whole world. On the one hand, we keep it very pure and strong within by our loving relationships. On the other hand, we're very actively trying to preach, distribute books, do harinams and kirtan, distribute prasadam, in that mood of loving exchange that we're having amongst ourselves, you see. And that way, the circle of love will gradually expand and engulf the entire universe in due course of time. Yes, someday we'll have interplanetary sankirtan. So it looks like we have about 7 minutes, according to our authority, our manager here, my beloved God sister, very dear to my heart, Mother Parvati. I'm so pleased with her for maintaining such a wonderful program here in Vrindavan, this Bhagavad Gita class. So she told me it ends at 6:30, so I'm surrendered to my authority. So are there any questions? Actually, written on a piece of paper is the best. Did you all pass out papers? No one passed out papers. Because this old body is getting hard to hear these days. Any questions?
She said you can continue until somebody thinks of one.
All right, we'll continue discussion. Yeah, there's actually unlimited things we could say about this particular verse. Mm-hmm. The question is, okay, this sounds really good. Now, how can I get there? One could ask, This is really, but if someone is really wants to become a pure devotee and become fully qualified in Krishna consciousness, this verse should be a great encouragement to them. But how can I see Krishna everywhere? Actually, Prabhupada ordered me, in one letter, I cherish this order very much. He said, now you become qualified to see Krishna face to face. And Prabhupada said that seeing Krishna doesn't mean seeing Krishna only once. It means seeing Krishna always. It's like in this verse it says, santak sadaiva. Sada means always, you see. Santak sadaiva. The saintly person see Krishna at every minute. So when Prabhupada told me to qualify myself to see Krishna, he didn't mean just see him once. Prabhupada ordered me to be able to see Krishna at every minute. He ordered me to come and qualify to that level. So this verse is very special for me because it's connected with the direct instruction I got from Srila Prabhupada. So how can I get to that point? You see, that's the struggle. You see, we're bad. Why can't we see Krishna right now? Krishna is present, isn't he? Is there anywhere Krishna is not present? Krishna is omnipresent. In fact, it's also stated in the Brahma Samhita, text number 30, Ekopyasa Rachapitam Jagananda Kotim Yat Shakta Rasti Jagananda Chaya Yananta Andantarasta Paramana Chayandarastam Govindam Adipadusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Actually, that doesn't start that way. It goes this way. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universes at one and the same time. Such is the primeval Lord that I adore. He is present in his fullness within every atom. Within every atom, Krishna is fully present according to Lord Brahma. And he knows. So, why can't we see him then? He's present within every atom, fully present within every atom. Why are we not seeing him right now? Why am I only seeing the material energy? Actually, we are seeing him right now, but he's blurred out. It's like someone who wears glasses. You take off your glasses, it's just a blur out there, you see? So actually, we're blurred by lust, we're blurred by anger, we're blurred by greed, by madness, illusion, envy. These things are blurring our vision. So gradually, as you get free from these dirts in the heart, which are blocking the vision of who, of seeing what's actually there, who's actually there, Krishna, then gradually, Krishna comes into focus. You see. For one who seriously takes this pathway, they will see Krishna. As Prabhupada ordered me to become qualified to see Krishna. But we have to be very eager. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita amati kriyatam yadi kutopalavyate tattala yang api muyam ekalam janma koti sukritarina lavyate. Well, can I just be very pious? Isn't that good enough? You know, open hospitals, dig wells. Isn't that enough? Just to be a pious man? Well, Rupa Goswami says, even by executing pious activities in hundreds of millions of lives, you will not become qualified in Krishna consciousness. He said there is only one price that you can pay to get Krishna bhava, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita, Krishna consciousness, and that is tattalayam, intense eagerness. You have to be greedy for Krishna. Even if you have all material desires, if you are greedy for Krishna, you will get Krishna. Prabhupada explains. That intense greed is the most important thing. Prabhupada gives a story of one thief. Pickpocket. You know, they have the signs in the temple, beware of pickpockets. Well, this was a pickpocket. And he went into the Bhagavatam class to see what he could collect. But then he heard the speaker. The Bhagavatam class was going on. The speaker was saying there's a little boy named Krishna, and he is wandering in Vrindavan, and he's loaded with valuable jewels, and there's no one there with him. He's all alone, a little kid, and he's thinking, wow, I'm going to go to Vrindavan, I'm going to meet that little boy, and I'm going to become a millionaire overnight. Prabhupada tells the story. So he takes off, walking across India. There was no Air India or Indian Air Railways. no bicycles, you know, just walking or ox carts in those days. So he was walking across India. And finally he came to Vrindavan. It's a huge, Raj Mandal is huge. He was wandering all throughout Raj looking, where is that Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And Krishna is so kind, even though he was a greedy rascal who wanted to steal Krishna's jewels, Krishna revealed himself to that pickpocket. Prabhupada tells the story. And of course, when he saw Krishna, what did he say? Oh, Krishna, you have so many nice jewels. Can you give me some? And Krishna, he said, no. Mother just thought that she would scold me. No, I cannot give. But then this thief, he becomes purified by being with Krishna. He becomes the pure devotee. Just by being there in Krishna's association, he becomes completely pure devotee. And then Krishna says, now you can take whatever you like. You see? So Prabhupada explains, even that is the price you have to pay. Greed. Tattalalam. You have to be very, very greedy for Krishna. You see? And then you will get Krishna. Even if you have material desire. You see? What to speak of someone who is sincerely trying the path, a bona fide guru with a pure heart? They have better opportunity, you see. So we have to be very greedy to see Krishna as described in this verse. And if your greed is very, very powerful and strong, you will see Krishna in due course. Guaranteed. Okay. Now we'll go to the questions. We've got a few questions that come in. Why does the deity of Gaurantai look so identical? Because your vision is material. That's fine. If you had spiritual vision, you would see all the differences between Sri Sri Gaurani, between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. If they look at you the same, it means your vision is material. That's all. You said because sincere, now one can practice sincerity every time. How to develop good relationships with each devotee, as everyone has different natures and moods. Yes. Those devotees who are more advanced, you should bow down at their feet. You should hear from them. You should learn from them. You should serve them. Those devotees who are equally advanced as yourself, you should make friends with them and share your realizations with them. Machchita mangita prana bodhiyandak paraspadam katayantashtamam dishtam tacham tacham mantacha. Talk, hear and chant about Krishna with those devotees. Share your realizations about Krishna. And those who are less advanced, you should be very merciful and help them to come up in Krishna consciousness. Those devotees who are offensive, they're always finding fault, always rude and offensive. Sometimes it happens. You respect them from a distance. Don't mix intimately with devotees who are in the mode of ignorance. So that's it. We just had those two questions. And our time is up. So I just want to thank you all very, very much for your coming tonight. And let us beg Srila Prabhupada to please help us to become pure devotees so we can actually see Krishna at every minute as described in tonight's verse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.